It's Thursday, which means we're that much closer to the weekend. And what better way to kick off your weekend than another edition of the 2-2 Podcast? Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled Tug of War. And today's message is a can't miss. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Time to get to work, y'all. Let's lock in. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you all for your support of The Thrill of the Chase. It was a great episode to do. It was a heavy episode to do. But we all had to get through it. The goal of this 2-2 Podcast platform is to be authentic, transparent, and informal each and every week. And I pray that I am doing that through each message, and that I'm doing that not only from what I say on here, but how I live my life. So again, thank you for your support of the show. Thank you for your support of that episode and that talk. It was a lot of fun. The response was amazing. Number two, we're celebrating 1 year of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I am so glad and grateful. I can't even believe we've made it to a year. And I'll tell you the story about, we're going to tell the story about that next week. We're going to celebrate this thing next week, y'all. Let's have fun with it. With the 1 year anniversary of the 2-2 Podcast. All right. I just want to ask you a question. And before I ask you that question, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I'm grateful for all of you. If this is your first time or if this is your 10,000th time, I'm not saying that, you know, you've listened to the show 10,000 times. If you have, that's great. Thank you for your support. But if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I'm grateful for all of you. All right. Got a question. Have you, for those of you who are working on something in life, you're trying to grow from something, you're trying to break free from something, you're trying to break a generational curse, you're trying to achieve financial freedom, you're trying to break an addiction, you're trying to do whatever it may be. Have you ever noticed that when you're on that road to becoming free and to becoming great and to becoming when you're on that road to becoming to become successful, have you ever noticed that your past will try to creep back in your life, or you will have thoughts of, you know, when the going gets tough, you'll have thoughts of trying to go back to the past. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. I'm going to raise my hand on that myself, because I have plenty of times when I'm, you know, working on something or I'm, you know, building upon something. Sometimes a past me will try to creep back. Or sometimes a past friendship that ended terribly or just ended abruptly will come back, or a past relationship will come back, or a past bad habit will creep back. I'm gonna give you three things to kind of set this up. One of my favorite memory verses in the Bible, it says this, that I find this law and principle to be true. Every time I try to do good, evil is always present. For you movie buffs, Godfather 3. Let's do it like this. There's that line in Godfather 3. Michael Corleone says this. He's standing in the kitchen. Every time I try to leave, they pull me back in. He was trying to get out of the game. He was trying to get out of the mafia game. He was trying to get out of that business. He was trying to get, he was trying to, you know, enjoy his days as an older man. He was trying to be a great father. He was trying to do all of that. But somehow he got pulled right back in to the family business, if you will. And he said, every time I try to leave, they pull me back in. I get pulled back in by my past. Yeah. For you music buffs, since some of y'all might know this song. This came out when this rapper was hot. And I mean hot. Chingy had a song he did. And it said, every time I try to leave, you know the rest. Some keeps pulling me back. And I know, they were talking about when, you know, you're trying to end a relationship or something about that person tells them that they need him in their life. But we're not talking about it from that realm. We're talking about every time I try to leave, every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back. And when I try to do good, evil is always present. When I try to do good, and don't send your ex a message talking about, this message is for you. He talking about you on here. You're not about to set me up for any messages like that in my inbox. You told him, you know, such and such, such that I'm evil. No, I'm just saying that it's, you know, that one of my favorite scriptures says, I find this law to be true. Every time I try to do good, evil is always present. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where something or someone, a bad habit, a bad addiction, a past relationship, a past friendship tries to pull you back in? You're trying to do great. You're trying to get free. You're trying to get healed from the damage that you endured. You're trying to do all the necessary things to be great, do great, and have, then break those chains, those generational curses, to break those chains, to break the, you know, break free from the gravitational pull of your past. I understand how you feel to be in a place where you're trying to grow, but your past keeps trying to creep back, and your past tries to pull you back in. I understand how it feels to want to be better, but sometimes you're filled with doubt. Sometimes you don't feel like you're close to what you are destined to be, and sometimes you don't feel like you're close to what you have purposed to be, and sometimes you feel like you're not close to what you're supposed to be later on in life. You're not close to healing. Sometimes you feel that way, but you're closer than you think. And sometimes when you're closer than you think you are, your past will try to remind you of how things used to be, quote unquote, great. Have you ever been in a place where you were filled with doubt and you wanted to go back? You wanted to go back to what you thought used to be good, you thought was quote unquote good, or what you thought was quote unquote great? Talk to me, somebody. Don't make it seem like I'm the only one. Don't make it seem like I'm the only one that's been through this. There's a story about Lot. And Lot was given instructions to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was, you know, within those instructions that he was given, he was told to not look back. He's told to not look. Don't look back. Don't look back at all. Don't do it. Because if you look back, you want to go back. And as they were fleeing the city, Lot's wife decided she wanted to get a glimpse of what was in her past, or a glimpse of what she was leaving. And she was turned into a pillar of salt. See, we all have had moments in our lives where we've been instructed to never go back, never to look back. And somehow we felt that we left something amazing, something glorious, something great in a past life, in a past situation. The bad completely outweighed the good. The past, the bad outweighed the good, but somehow there was that one thing that you felt like you're leaving. I don't know what it may be, but I'm encouraging you to never look back at something that damaged you. To never look back, because if you look back, you'll want to go back. And if you go back, you're going to get stuck there. I'm encouraging you. See, the situation is we've all had pillar of salt moments. We've all had moments in our life where we've had pillar of salt moments where we got stuck in a place that we shouldn't have gone back to. Somebody talk to me right now. I'll talk to him, Stevens. I think I'll talk to myself in this moment. There are plenty of times in my life where I've been instructed to never go back, never look back, never, you know, go back to who I used to be and what I used to do. And while we're being transparent, allow me to be transparent. Let me just be real with you. Yeah, there's plenty of times in my life where I've had that and I've gotten stuck. We've all had those knucklehead moments where we've allowed the past to sway us. And not in a good way either. But I dare you, in this moment, in this season, as you are growing away from the negative things that have happened in your life, and you're growing away, and you're breaking generational curses, and you're breaking away from bad habits, and breaking away from bad addictions, I encourage you, I dare you, to look in the face of everything in your past and say, I won't go back. William McDowell has a song that says, I can't go back. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. I can't go back to that ex because there was one thing that they did for me that was great. Oh, I'm stepping on your doorstep, dropping this package off where you live, and I'm leaving out the door. I'm leaving out the back door. I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to drop this off at your house. I'm not going back to an ex because they did something good for me, and I'm putting good with quotation marks on there. Yeah, I'm not going back to a bad habit because it made me feel good. I'm not going back to a good to an addiction because it made me quote unquote feel good. I'm not going back to a group of friends where all they do is talk negative and gossip and sit around and talk about each other and talk about other people and what they're doing and what doesn't seem like is working in somebody else's life or what somebody else is wearing. I'm not going back to that because when I go back to that, I'm going to get stuck there. I know where I am. I know where I'm supposed to be, and I know I'm not supposed to be with them, around them, doing that. Being around that. But sometimes when you're not strong enough mentally and spiritually to say, I won't go back, the littlest, most minuscule thing will cause you to revert back to some things in your life that do more harm than good. What are you going back to that you shouldn't? What are you going back to that you know will harm you but it makes you feel good. What group of friends are you going back to that made you feel accepted? What group of friends do you have where they instead of healing from their own situations, they'd rather talk about somebody else? Do you like it? Do you like being around them? Because in between that, in between the gossip and the slander of other people, you can hide behind your own insecurities by talking about other people. Is it because they said, because you left that group of friends, or did you feel bad because somebody said that you felt like you were better than them? You better than us now. Ooh, you can't hang out with us now. You this, that, and you goody two shoes. Does this U-turn that you're making, does this reversion to the past that you are making, is it solely because it was something great, or is it because of guilt? You're feeling guilty because you're leaving your group of friends behind. You're guilty because you're leaving an ex behind. You're guilty because you're leaving a habit behind that made you feel good. Or is it guilt? Because we all revert back to some bad, evil, horrible things out of guilt. Guilty. It made me feel good, so I went back to it out of guilt. Are there some things in your life that you were guilty about that you went back to? Talk to me, somebody, because I know in my life I went back to some things, and it wasn't because they made me feel good. It's because I was guilty, because I felt guilt because of something somebody else said, and I didn't want to leave my friends behind. I didn't want to leave people behind. I wanted to take people with me. Have you ever felt guilt for moving forward with somebody that you were friends with for years, for decades? You were childhood friends. You thought you'd be friends forever. You thought you'd achieve success together. You thought things would be great. Guilt causes you to, I'm just going to say it here. Guilt causes you to want to go back to some things that you shouldn't. Are you guilty? Are you ashamed to leave that group of friends? Are you ashamed to leave that bad habit? Are you ashamed to break that generational curse? Are you scared? We do things out of fear. We do things out of shame, and we do things out of guilt. We go back. We go back to fill a void that will continuously need to be filled with that particular thing, with that particular person, no matter how bad they do us, no matter how much harm they cause in our lives, we have this insatiable desire to go back to some things to fill a void that will continuously need to be filled. What voids are you trying to continuously fill with those bad and negative things in your life? I'm daring you to get bold in this season as we start a brand new month. It's the first day of April. It's the first day of the second quarter. It's the first day. It's the last first day of the first quarter. And I'm daring you in this season, on this day, April 1st, to look at some things, do some inventory at some things that you have reverted back to. It's time to tell the past, I'm not going back. I can't go back. Because I'm reminded of another scripture that says, as a dog returns to his vomit, so does a fool to his folly. And that's not calling you a fool. That's just saying, do not go back to something you threw away. There are bridges that are meant to be burned and never rebuilt. Stop rebuilding bridges that were meant to be burned and never rebuilt. We burn bridges only to rebuild them, not knowing that as we rebuild that bridge and we cross that bridge, there's somebody on the other side ready to cut the ropes that connect one end to the other. But we want to be around people so badly, we want them in our lives so badly, that we'll do whatever it takes to go back to that person. I ask again, what are you doing? What is it that's causing you so much guilt and so much shame and so much fear? Is it the fear of the future the reason why you're going back to the past? Is the fear of greatness the reason why you keep going back to the past? Is it the doubt in your heart that you have made it, that you're that much closer to being what you are called and destined to be? Is that the reason why you keep going back to the past? I need to know, because I'm here. I'm here in that. I've been in that place. Sometimes the fear of the future, a fear of the future and greatness, it can be a factor as to why we go back and we revert back to some things in our lives. And so I'm encouraging you on this first day of April to look deeply and critically as to why you keep reverting to your past and why you keep wanting to be something that you used to be. And I'm convinced, as I talk about being something that you used to be, I'm convinced that sometimes, and this is not an indictment on everybody, this does not make this just about what everybody else does to us. We do these things to ourselves as well. But as we talk about being something that we used to be, I'll tell it. I might have told this story where, you know, I've grown from who I used to, grown from a place where I was a recovering, I say it all the time, I'm a recovering people pleaser. I'm a recovering attention seeker. I'm a recovering clout chaser. I'm recovering such and such. I'm recovering. I'm healed from trying to please people. But a person in my past came back, and this is how we're gonna wrap this show up. Person in my past came back. And they didn't like how I responded to them. And they didn't like who I am. They don't like who I am now. And they don't like, you know, how I act now. And they, you know, they took offense to a dry response that I had. And I can give some dry responses, but you can't always gauge how a person feels based on a message. You can't. Just because it's a one-word answer doesn't mean they're mad or they're upset. They're just trying to respond quickly. For those of you who get mad about one-word messages, aha. It's just that they wanted to respond quickly and they're in the middle of something. And they don't have time to type it out. And they'll let you know later. But they sent me this message on Instagram. Yeah, you need to go back to who you used to be. I don't like who you are now. I don't like this. There are some people in our lives that are uncomfortable with who we are created to be and who we are on the road to be. And we have to understand that there are some sacrifices in our lives that need to be made to be everything we are called to be. We have to sacrifice who you portray yourself to be in order to be authentic in who you are and to achieve what you are destined to be, to become who you are called to be is what I'm trying to say. So I encourage you as you go into this weekend to really stay true to who you are. Stay true to what you are called to be. Stay true to what you're destined to be. Stay true to what you are purposed to be. And don't allow the opinions of other people and the feelings of other people who only see you for what they want you to be and only see you for what they knew you to be. Don't let their level of discomfort, don't let their discomfort be the reason why you revert back to a place that you should no longer be in. Because if you look back, you'll want to go back. And this season, I'm encouraging you, as I encourage myself, to say, I won't go back. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.